understand that, but this, the column I'm talking about is just comparing ourselves to our prior 5 years.
The middle column. The
middle column.
Yes, we're getting better compared to ourselves.
Right.
Our peers are getting, so the right, the far right column shows what our peers are doing relative to us over
right.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're accelerating more than we are.
Yeah, I understand that. But yeah. I'm still confused.
It shows in the column to the far right.
This is the
peers. It shows us as.
That's
that
the
middle column.
I'm sorry. I did grab the number 5 column.
5A and B,
yeah.
The middle column, appear to be improving while the aggregate.
Yeah, this seems to say that if they're improving in both, how can the aggregate be lower?
Yeah,
I'll
have to look into
that.
It's probably not real critical. I just, you know.
Well, it might be.
Trying to understand their metrics, basically.
Okay.
That might be a little error in our chart, I think.
I think all of us would probably like to see one more layer of detail.
Yeah.
In these numbers.
I think that's about all I really have to say on the whole issue, but I think it is important to, this is kind of a management issue in the end. I think there are ways that we can, there are things over which we have no control or limited control, such as state budgets, you know. But there are other areas where, through managing our class sizes, for example, building more retention strategies into what we're doing, first-year experience programs and so on, being careful about our enrollment across the institution, and we talked about this in an earlier session, that we can, there are areas where we can take charge of our own destiny and protect our position in these rankings. And so we're going to spend some time at the university. I wanted to let you know how this system works, and that we're going to be working together here, already working together here, to figure out ways to enhance and recapture that standing, which we have a right to be proud of and have enjoyed for many years.
Well, what I'm hearing is that this is important and it's of concern, but you know, we don't have to try to manage each category or micromanage it. And I was encouraged, it's low weighting, but it's good to see going up on the green arrows on alumni giving rank, because we're going to have to focus on that a lot.
Actually, it has gone up, but it's still relatively low inside by comparison with other groups.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah.
Did you see what Northwestern, they got some flack because they, in response to this, Northwestern sent out a letter to alums saying if we can increase
right.
our alumni giving, we can radically change our U.S. News and World Report ranking. And they're at 32%, and I guess, you know, by going to 32 to 40, which is about the most they could ever hope
right.
to achieve, would have almost no effect on this, so... That was a story in the newspaper.
The point is, like any competition, you're competing in every category. And even for 1/10 of a point, it can make a big difference to where you are overall. So you can't give up on any of these categories.
If you track this erosion in valuation against the track of the erosion in funding that we're receiving to this university, there's a direct correlation. And
right.
And I think it can also be used as we defend the support of the university and improvement of the
facility. I think if I were the one big message out of here is that financial crisis and probably to some extent the admission scandal of these two things over the last couple of years have had a very severe impact on the peer ranking in particular.
My concern about that is if we are dependent on if a high ranking pays great dividends across every aspect of the university, and a high ranking is dependent in part on the state resolving its financial crisis, it leaves us in a very tough spot, I would say, because I don't know, as you know, certainly as an individual, perhaps as a board, you know, I don't know that we have great confidence that the state's going to resolve that crisis in time to help us rebound in these rankings and pay dividends to our alumni, to our professors, to our research portfolio.
I think that's why that we've got to continue to look at the revenue model for the university, which we've been spending time on the last few weeks, of talking about how do we increase the various sources of revenue for the university so that we are less dependent on the state as far as our revenue stream. That's, Walter, that's nothing we'll solve quickly, but it's something that we're working on initiatives to try to improve. Your point's very well taken.
And perhaps in the future we could look at various revenue models that other institutions use and then identify.
Yep, great thought. We've been talking about this.
I think you have to look at the cost side as well as the revenue side.
Yep.
Things like the AIR report, for example, are going to be very important in reducing the cost structure of the university. And the ongoing work that chancellors are doing on their campuses to review every aspect of their programs, academic programs. What that says on the resource side, if you're not going to get more money from the state, and I think the long-term trend is against us, you have to figure out how not only to reduce costs, but actually to reshape the footprint of the university. You do less than you used to do when you had the resources to do more. You right-size the footprint of the university to fit the resources that are available, and then that number begins to improve. So that's the big challenge in front of us, I think.
Certainly economic constraints, resource constraints, right, force any institution to focus on doing what they do well and
that's
not
exactly
doing the
right
other things.
That's exactly right.
It can
right
make you better. It does not need to make you simply smaller or less.
No,
it
makes
you
better.
Yeah. Which makes you stronger.
And I think that's the message that the chancellors are giving on their campus, and I'm trying to give as well, that we're engaged in a process, literally, of reshaping the university. Doesn't mean it'll come out looking worse. It'll just come out looking a little different, but just as good as it always was. In fact, perhaps even better. So when you can't afford to do everything you used to do, because your resources are shrinking, you find ways of creating a new shape for the university that you can afford and still be excellent. And that's what I think we'll be working on through the AIR report and other things going forward. Because I don't think the long-term trend is not in favor of large increases in state support. The short-term trend is definitely not in favor. We only get 17% of our operating budget from the state right now, and that's going south over the next couple of years in a hurry. So we have to have a strategy that makes the institution less dependent on that particular revenue stream, generate new revenue streams, and reshape the university to fit the overall size of the resources that we have available. That's the hardest thing to do, and it won't be done overnight, but that's what will address the resource issue, including the faculty compensation issue. The state isn't going to pay us enough to pay our faculty. We have to find the resources inside the university to pay our faculty, and that means we have to stop doing certain things so we can reallocate those resources. And that's the number one. The compensation that we provide to faculty and staff at the university absolutely has to be competitive, but not with anybody and everybody, but with our peer group that's listed on the bottom, because that's where they'll go. They won't go from here to Podunk University. They'll go from here to Michigan. They'll go from here to Wisconsin. And so we want to be competitive. But if you look at these, there are other things that we can do in managing our class sizes, growing our transfer population, a lot of other things that are within our control and we can adjust in the short term, and I think we will be doing that as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Joyce, we now have the pleasure of hearing from Joyce Tolliver from our, she has two jobs, really. She runs the Senate on the Urbana campus and is also chair of this year's Senate conferences.
Matt Wheeler's chairing Senate's conference,
sorry,
actually, but that's okay.
Thank you.
I'll pretend for now. Everyone here knows that last year was a year of rapid change and of serious challenges. Ultimately, it was a year also of growth for the entire university. The Academic Senate of the Urbana campus played a principal role in the university's response to those challenges.